Sechad Uchtam Perek Gimel Mishnah Tes Chela Behemet Tahira Eina Mitame Tumas Nevel Mubichach Utsar Chachar. The Chela, which is a fat of a kosher animal that has died, is not Mitame Tumas Nevel. It doesn't have the stringent Tumas Nevel that the flesh of the animal has. It wouldn't be Mitame with Maga and Masa, which Nevel does. It's only Mitame Tumas Ochlan. And it would only be Mitame Tumas Ochlan if it receives Hechsher because in the context of one of seven liquid that would make it susceptible for Tumas Ochlan. And the flesh of the animal, since it's Mitame, the stringent Tumas of Nevelos, it doesn't need any Hechsher to be Mitame Tumas Ochlan. Meaning to say, even though you have less than a kezias of the flesh, which would not be Mitame Tumas Nevelos, but if you combine it together with other food, and altogether you have a bear, it would be Mitame Tumas Ochlan, even though it has no Hechsher. And since if you had a kezias, it would be Mitame, the stringent Tumas, Tumas Nevela, even with less than a kezias, even though it has no Hechsher, it would be Mitame Tumas Ochlan, together with other foods. As opposed to the Chela, the fat, which is not Mitame, the stringent Tumas, Tumas Nevela, therefore, in order for it to be Mitame, Tumas Ochlan, it would have to first receive Hechsher, it would have to come into contact with one of seven liquids that make it susceptible for Tumas Ochlan. Chela Behema Tmea, Mitame, Tumas Nevela. Lefichach Eino Tar Hechsher. As opposed to the chelav of a behemoth tmeah, it is mitame tumas nevela. As to the difference between the chelav from a kosher animal and the chelav of a non-kosher animal, the chelav of a non-kosher animal is mitame the stringent tumas nevela, just like the flesh of that animal. And therefore, it would be mitame tumas ochlan without any hechsher at all. And since if you had a kezias of it, it would be mitame the stringent tumas nevela, even though right now you have less than a kezias. But together with other foods, you have a bear, it would be mitame tumas ochlan. Without any hechsher at all, even though it did not come into contact with one of seven liquids that make it susceptible, and even though it didn't become tummy from anything else, it would still be mitame tumas ochlan together with other foods, and since if you had a kezias, it would be mitame the stringent tumas tumas nevel with less than a kezias, even though it can't be mitame tumas nevel since you don't have a kezias, but it would be mitame tumas ochlan. Now the mafreshim speak out, even though the chelav of behemoth tmei does not require hechsher for it to be mitame tumas ochlan, but does require machshav, as we've had previously, that the carcass of a behemoth tmeah, for it to be mitame tumas ochlan, you have to have machshava, you have to decide to feed it to a non-Jew. And since many non-Jews refrain from eating a behemoth tmeah that died, therefore, without machshava, would not be considered ochlan, and would not be mitame tumas ochlan. Dagim tmeim, v'chagavim tmeim, tzrichin machshava b'kvar. Non-kosher fish and locusts, if you're in a village where it's difficult to find a non-Jew who would be willing to eat non-kosher fish and locusts, would not be considered oichel unless you have machshava, unless you've decided to give it to a non-Jew as food, only then would it be considered oichel. But if you don't have machshava, you hadn't made the decision to use it as food, in such a case it would not be considered food since it's difficult in a small village to find a guy to eat it and would not be mitame tumas oichel. The Sechad Uchtam Paragimel Mishnah Yud Kiberes Devar, a beehive. Rabbi Eliezer Aymer, I raise a carcass. Rabbi Eliezer says it has a din like carcass, it has a din like a piece of land. All the dinim that apply to a piece of land would apply to this beehive as well, such as a method of kinyanim by karka. And there are certain methods in which to acquire a piece of land, which would not apply to things other than land. These dinim would apply to a beehive as we're talking about where the beehive is placed on the ground. But it's not cemented to the ground. If it was cemented to the ground, there would be no dispute at all that it would have a din like a piece of land. But in this case, if it's not cemented to the ground, then there is a machloket between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chacham. According to Rabbi Eliezer, it has a din just like a piece of land. And a football can be written over this kiveres devar. Somebody who borrows money, if he has a kiveres devar, if he has a beehive, then the lender could write a football. A football is a document which allows a lender to collect the loan even after the year of Shemitah. And the din is a minhag Torah, the Shemitah is meshamet dechov. After the year of Shemitah, which is the seventh year, the borrower no longer has to pay back his debt to the lender. And the Rabbanan decreed that if the lender would write a privil, which is a document which in effect hand over the loan to Bezdin, that Bezdin collects the loan for him, that would allow him to collect the loan even after Shemitah. But the Rabbanan decree only applies in such a case that the borrower has a piece of land. And the case where a borrower doesn't have a piece of land is not shchiach, it's not frequent as normally people have land, and the Rabbanan only made this decree in a normal case in which the borrower has a piece of land. Now, if the borrower has a beehive which is placed on the ground but not cemented to the ground and doesn't have any other land, according to Rabbi Eliezer, since this kaveres devar has a din like a piece of land, then the Malva could write a prosbo, even though the Lova only had the kaveres devar, no other land besides it. Ben a mekabela tuma b'mkoma. And so too, the beehive, while it's resting on the ground, is not mekabela tuma. And things that are attached to the ground are not susceptible to become tuma. And this kibar is bar, since it has a dent. As if it was attached to the ground, it has a dent of a piece of land, according to Rabbi Eliezer, so it's not mekabela tuma. Baroda mimena b'shabes chayim chatzos. And somebody who removes the honey from the beehive on Shabbos would be chayim chatzos. This would be a malacha, as if he picked something that was attached to the ground. If he picked an apple off a tree, so too when he scraped the honey from the beehive, it's the same thing, since the beehive is considered attached to the ground, and therefore would be chayim b'chatos. He would be over on the malacha of tolish, of picking something from the ground. The chachamim dispute this. The chachamim say that a beehive that's simply placed on the ground but not cemented to the ground doesn't have a dent like a piece of land. It would not be acquired with a method in which you acquire a piece of land. Instead, it would be acquired with a method in which you acquire something that is not a piece of land. So too, somebody who borrows money and doesn't have any land besides this kibaris barn, besides this beehive, no prosbul can be written. And this beehive, as we said, a prosbul can only be written if the borrower has a piece of land. And if only he has a kibaris barn, that's not considered a piece of land, according to Chacham. Umekabelas tuma b'mkoma. So too, the kibaris barn is mekabel tuma. Could become tummy while it's resting on the ground, as it's not considered attached to the ground, and therefore is susceptible to becoming tummy, according to the Chachamim. By Roda Mimena b'Shabbos Pater, and so too somebody who scrapes some honey off this beehive on Shabbos, it's Pater, it's not considered a malacha, as only if you pick something from the ground is it considered tolet, and you're chayiv to bring a chatas. But in this case, since the kibaris barm is not attached to the ground with some man, it's just placed on the ground, it's not considered attached to the ground. Somebody who scrapes honey from the beehive would not be chayiv chatas.